Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
The Lord, praise God, and the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, St. Velvet. It's a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobile, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the gospel, which is good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know that Jesus will change your life and you won't be the same anymore, because there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus to change you and give you power over the enemy, give you power over the devil. We have a church with the powerful message in the glory of the Lord, because the power of God will fill you up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I want you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Those of you that's out there in the free world, those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, St. Velvet, is here to read the word of God. The glory of the Lord. It's time for people to be filled up and running over with the power of God. Amen. Be walking in the power. Be talking in the power. Amen. Jesus Christ will be in you so that the devil will be afraid of you. Glory to God. Amen. We're living in a day and time. You got too many weak Christians out there. People feel like that the devil got to control them sometime. They got to be in the flesh and all of that weak stuff. But Jesus Christ come to destroy the works of the devil and let you know you can be free. Praise God. I have a shirt I like to wear. I wear it saying live free, because Jesus Christ wants you to be free from sin, be free from bondage, and be wrapped up in Jesus. Be living in Jesus. Be talking in Jesus. Amen. The glory of the Lord fill you up from your eyes, all in your head, all down in your toes, all in your fingertips, all over you. No room for the devil and none of his works. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the glory of the Lord. Isaiah, he saw it. Moses was sitting on the rock. He saw the glimpse of the power of God. And even the hinder parts of God, I'm telling you, was a sight to see. I'm going to let you know, amen, God's glory is so strong, it'll knock out everything that's not right. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya, shut, amen, glory to God. Jesus Christ will come in you and will give you power to put that devil under your feet. Glory to God. Amen. Praise Lord. So much glory. Praise God. I'm telling you, the power of God will fill you up. Amen. Now Moses went up on the mountain, Mount Sinai, to meet with God and get the Ten Commandments, which is the word of God. Praise God. And I'm telling you, he was with God. I'm telling you, God was doing something to him. Glory to God. I'm telling you, he was moving up in the spirit. I'm telling you, amen. Amen. Praise God. When he came down from the mountain, his face began to shine because of the glory of the Lord. I want to let you know, when you be with God, God will take you up on another level. It's time to go up in God. Go up in another level where you can be so high in the spirit that nothing the devil say, nothing the devil do can affect you. You'll be dead to the world, but alive unto Jesus. Be filled up and running over with the fruit of the spirit. Be so happy you can rejoice when things ain't going your way. When you can't change a quarter, when you don't have this natural goods, you can shout hallelujah anyhow, because you got this Jesus in your soul. You have the spirit. And when you got Jesus, the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. The Lord will take care of you. He won't let you go hungry. He won't let you go naked. The Lord will make a way where there is no way, because he is Jehovah Jireh. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Moses, he began to glow because of the glory of the Lord. He was with God. Amen. You can get with God and get so much power that the devil will be afraid of you. You can live right. You don't have to commit fornication. You don't have to commit adultery. You don't have to lie. You don't have to steal. But you can have victory and power to live holy from January to December and live right 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because of the power of God in your life. Glory to God. That's the glory of the Lord. Sister Velvet, Exodus, chapter 34, verse 27. What did it say?
Exodus 34 and 27. And the Lord said unto Moses, write these words, for after the tender of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he said, there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, and he did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass when Moses came down from the mount Sinai, and the two tablets of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wished not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called them and Aaron and said, all the rulers of the congregation returning to him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandments all the Lord spoke with him in Mount Sinai.
Now listen, Moses was so much in the glory, his face began to shine, that Aaron and the people was afraid to come near him. I want to let you know, you can get so high in the spirit, get so full of the glory of the Lord, that the world, the people, your friends that don't know the Lord, they will be afraid of you. Those lukewarm Christians will be afraid of you. Glory to God. I'm telling you, because you'll be so high in the spirit. Glory to God. That's why some people do me the way they do me, because they're not that high. Glory to God. But when you get high in the spirit, you will love me. Glory to God, amen. I'm telling you, amen, because God wants you to be high in the spirit. Be high in the love of God. Live holy from January to December. Glory to God. I'm telling you, keep his commandments. Keep his statutes. Walk upright. Amen. Moses got the law for the children of Israel. Now, amen, they was afraid, praise God, because Moses was with God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise our God. You get with God. I'm telling you, he'll put you on another level. I'm telling you, have you be able to testify, amen, a strong testimony. It won't be this weak stuff like you both to backslide. Hanamahanda, hinamahaya, shanda, hinamahsinamataya. But it be so, I'm on the rock. I'm standing on the rock. Praise our God. I'm on my way to heaven. And feel good going. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen. I ain't stunned the devil and doing his works. But I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled up and running over with the Spirit. Praise God. What did it say, Seville?
But when Moses went before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake to the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, and Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with them, with him.
Now listen, I'm telling you, Moses was so much in the glory that the children of Israel couldn't just look on him. It just shined so bright. I want to let you know, when you are saved, truly saved, on fire for God, you are shine among the world. The world will be condemned. They don't want to be around you because it shows them up. Look at Isaiah. Back we read about how that he saw his uncleanness. I'm telling you, the glory of the Lord will be so strong, you will see your uncleanness, because the power of God will pull the cloak off the devil. Glory to God. I'm telling you, that's the reason why I preach like I do. Because I like to pull the cloak off the devil, expose that devil, let you know you got to get rid of him in order to go to heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's get ready for the prayer of faith. Because I'm telling you, this word of God is everlasting, Sister Velvet.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Let's lay your hands on the radios upon a contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your glory. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Lord, I want you to blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. Lord, perform miracles of healing. Lord, go into them jails and prisons. Let revival break out in there. Lord Jesus, let them be delivered and be new men and women. Lord, bless the people out there in the free world. Deliver them and set them free. Praise our God. Make them children of God, ready to go to heaven. Lord, do these things. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Seville.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. The song said, deeper, Lord, deeper. Take me down deeper. Deeper in your word. Deeper in you, Lord. And he would do just that, hallelujah. As he believed that prayer, Ella Holmes has prayed, you got your victory. And you can say, victory is mine, hallelujah. And you said, I told Satan, get thee behind. Because victory, peace, love, happiness, and joy is mine. And it's yours if you believe that prayer, Lahona's praise. Because God can do anything but fail, hallelujah. So let's keep on praising, keep on thanking him. Invite us and tell how God has blessed you through our ministry. And in your walk with Jesus. So we can rejoice along with you. And we invite the prisoners to write our ministry. Put your jail number on it. And we write you and we respond back to you. Because God loves you with a special love. Because God has no respect for person. He loves you. It doesn't matter because you're behind prison bars. If you come to him, he will give you freedom. And he will give you deliverance. Those that are in the free world, I want you to continue to pray for us and we pray for you. And that God would continue to bless our ministry and bless you in a special way for supporting us. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what you think, how you feel, or what you say. But whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He's a God that does not lie. So believe the power of God. May God bless you.
Praise God. And pray for Seville. I would do ministry to go into the jails and prisons. Because I mean, the Lord has given me a message to bring to you that's incarcerated. To let you know that Jesus will change your life. Even unto those of you that's out there in the free world, we do have a message of deliverance. To let you know that Jesus will set you free. Praise God. And we will let you know our website is both ready to be up. Praise God. Amen. And we will let you know, praise God, about it. It will be a blessing unto you. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful pastor, Velvet, saying that
if Jesus comes for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
All right, then.